KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Service providers for the KZN National School Nutrition Program have renewed calls for stricter financial oversight. The program's received a budget increase of 33.3 million rand for the 2025-26 financial year, which results in an allocation of 2.3 billion rand. The feeding scheme was rocked by a supply scandal in recent years. Tabang Ngwambe, who's with the Service Providers Association, says although they appreciate the boost, it's important that every cent goes towards the program. He says service providers are currently struggling due to payment delays from KZN Education.
It's been a year where it showed us claims as service providers. Some of them, they are having their houses and their assets attached because of poor management of the funds that were allocated in the current financial year. This is based on poor payment system by the government.
Well, political parties in KZN have been reacting to the Finance MEC's budget address.
We're turning the corner as a province, especially because we are already about 11 billion in the red. We were very happy to see that there are plans to cut that overspending to by half at the least. However, there's some detail that we are still missing. So there's no clear indication in terms of how the infrastructure budget is going to be funded.
Rise Mzanzi's Chris Maxson says the departments of education and health, which receive the highest allocations, need to ensure that every cent spent will benefit people. The DA's Tim Broterset says the budget made it is important to protect our frontline departments while avoiding major cuts.
The MEC has made sure that 79% of funding goes to the social sector departments, such as education, health and social development. The MEC has made sure the projected salary increases in the province fall in line with the budget expectations and are not affected by national wage determinations.
The Special Investigating Unit says it's in the process of revoking more than 100 study visas believed to have been obtained fraudulently. SIU head Andy Motibi says they began their probe into alleged visa corruption last year. He says it appears they were obtained with fraudulent documents.
At an appropriate time, we'll indicate to the public with the outcomes of that investigation. That investigation focuses on issuance of permanent residence permits, business visas, work visas, study visas. We have referred about 110 referrals for study visas to be revoked, which were obtained on the strength of fraudulent supporting documents. And we know that we have to follow a legal process to really have those ultimately revoked.
Motibu was speaking at the launch of the Border Management and Immigration Anti-Corruption Forum in Pretoria yesterday. The forum is part of efforts to tackle corruption at the country's ports of entry. A recap of our lead story, service providers for the KZN National School Nutrition Program have renewed calls for stricter financial oversight. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Nitara Nadesan.